really a nice feeling to be able to explain what I've been doing for the past 6 months in 6 minutes. So, anyway, I'm a senior epidemiologist for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and I had to provide some data on carbon monoxide poisoning, and I was really frustrated. And you know, based on what everybody has been saying here, finding the right terms. So I did an assessment of the two approaches. The first is the traditional kind of a bag of words that you would create a SQL statement and query those chief complaint fields in the emergency department data. That's the first approach. The second approach is to use data mining and machine learning techniques to identify cases of carbon monoxide poisoning. And the reason I explained to you, we had to deal with some chronic exposure to carbon monoxide poisoning, especially for people with occupational in occupational health, people are working in the food industry, so that's one of the reasons why we get involved in that. And also, we wanted to look at efficiency of our biosense system. From data we use is from January 1st, 2014 to March 31st, 2015, I just realized, and I apologize for the European format for the date. We had about 343,000 records to go through, and we use R and SQLDF function of the package of the same name. And below you have the bag of words that we use to query the field complaints, the chief complaint fields, the triage node, the diagnosis test, diagnosis code, and we just merge them together and apply the query to them. And we also use those regular expressions for efficiency. A little bit about this, the machine learning technique that we use. We were able to review the records, and we identified 224 records, and we labeled them as true if they are related to carbon monoxide poisoning and false if they were not. And we subdivide this set into a training set and a test set, 66%, 34%. And we set the test set aside. We only touched it once, and we use Weka to do the analysis. We use the very popular J48 machine learning algorithm to do that. So for those of you who are familiar with Weka, this is the interface. It gives you the distribution of those cases and known cases. And as you if you're familiar with that, we had to do some document text matrix and some, have a corpus created with the fields that I mentioned earlier. And the last COP field here is the label that you're looking at here. So this is the output. It's just saying that it did a tenfold cross-validation because we didn't have a validation set. And this is the tree that explained, you know, how the machine classified the cases. So we had 14 nodes, that's a prune tree, and 27 branches. And this is another way to represent the model. So the first root node is monoxide, it looks for monoxide. And that was the term that gave had the highest gain of information. So, looking back, to summarize, we had, when you look at the bag of words approach, the query, we had 20% specificity, very low. I think Pennsylvania was luckier. I need to talk to you. And then sensitivity was acceptable. For the machine learning approach, the data mining, we had a better results. We had 86% precision and 87% recall. And everybody, I think, who knows the relationship between recall and sensitivity and all of this. So again, that's the output. I'm just flipping through this. In conclusion, so we realized that the machine learning was much more performed better than the bag of words, which was susceptible to a lot of typos, acronyms, and CO poisoning. You can't imagine how many versions I found. So anyway, that was there's a lot of limitation, including the fact that we had to oversample for the positive cases, and we may have an overfitting problem there. So this is the coverage of the data where it came from. This is Kansas. We had 143 hospitals. And thank you. Those are my colleagues.